Hi, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the third final hour on this day. This is the day before the day of the day where we just pig out like crazy. So I'm not sure what's happening at your house. I'm just telling you what's going on at my place. Welcome back to the third hour, the 5 o'clock hour of the Pat Miller program. We're going to go back to our newsmaker line, Cam Edwards. He's the editor of BearingArms.com, and he also has a podcast that you're going to want to check out, Cam and Company. Look that up, Cam, C-A-M, Cam and Company. They focus a lot on Second Amendment news, a lot of Second Amendment information, encouragement for you as a Second Amendment individual. Lives in Virginia, originally from Oklahoma City. And Cam, I rush to tell you that my wife was born in Fort Worth, Texas, but spent a lot of her youth in and around Oklahoma City in the El Reno section of Oklahoma. So I know you know where that is.
Oh, yeah.
So listen, welcome to the program.
So great for the invite. Thanks so much, Pat.
You bet. So we've seen just a whole lot happening here in the last couple of days with the court cases and the things that have gone on in the long court case in Wisconsin, the guy using a car as a weapon, attacking a parade in Wisconsin. Well, when we sit and look at all that, and then on the other side of it, I see Democrats responding in such a weird way. The president says, obviously, this kid, Rittenhouse, was dangerous and blah, blah, blah. They're still saying he crossed state lines with a gun. No, he didn't. They're still saying that he was the aggressor, that he went after people. No, he didn't. To hear him talk last night on Tucker Carlson, he was dropping some legalese, which told me that he, Rittenhouse, has already been talking to some attorneys. Some people from the president all the way down to every anchor at CNN and MSNBC might want to be covering their wallets and getting ready for the onslaught that might be coming.
That's right. And I think that these lawsuits are going to be well-deserved. The way the media crafted a narrative from the get-go in this case was really extraordinary and extraordinarily dishonest. And I think that it was done for a political purpose. And the sad fact is, Pat, that even after a jury found Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty of any crime, we've still seen this, not just misreporting. I mean, these are lies, as you say. Kyle Rittenhouse crossing state lines. We've seen people allege that Kyle Rittenhouse shot and killed three black men. We've seen the media report that Jacob Blake was shot and killed by police, which isn't the case. I mean, there has been, again, this extraordinary attempt to pull fiction out of the facts of this case, which are, really simple when you get right down to it. And you can agree or disagree that Kyle Rittenhouse should have been there that night. I know plenty of people who say, look, I think that he was acting in self-defense, but as a parent, I wouldn't want my 17-year-old out in that situation. I think it's a completely understandable point of view.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was. I wouldn't want my kid there. But if what happened to him happened to my kid, I'd want my kid to have the weapon and the wherewithal to do what he did.
Absolutely. And, I think Kyle Rittenhouse himself even expressed some remorse for what happened, for being in that situation where he was forced to defend his life with a firearm. But having said that, what he did was perfectly legal. I think that he was responsible with that firearm that night. It's not like he, fired off, a dozen other rounds. I mean, he aimed specifically at those folks who were posing a threat to his life, and that was it.
Well, and it's not like he ran into a crowd and goes, so are you a threat to me? These were people that came on to him.
Right.
They were the first aggressors. We're talking to Cam Edwards. Cam.
It was a chaotic series of seconds.
No, you're exactly correct. We're talking to Cam Edwards. Let's talk about this because I was stunned. Because sometimes you see, and I don't know your politics. I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican. I'm very right-leaning. You go to Rush Limbaugh, put on your right turn signal, and I'm out there somewhere. To see the Democrats ready to run Beto O'Rourke down in the state of Texas again, and this time they're going to run him for governor against Greg Abbott, first of all, are they out of their mind, and can you believe that he's still sticking to his stupid idea? Oh, no, that's right. Even as governor, I'm coming for your guns.
I think he has to at this point, because I don't think anybody would believe him if all of a sudden he said, you know what, I've been thinking about it, that gun ban thing, that was a really bad idea. Sorry about that. I wouldn't trust Beto O'Rourke if he said something like that. So I think he's stuck with a position that, frankly, most Texans do not share when push comes to shove. And, as for Beto running, mean, the sad fact is for Democrats, they just don't have a deep bench in Texas.
Well, they don't have a deep bench in a lot of places.
Exactly. So, you know, I think that this is going to be a fun election to watch because I think Beto's got a flail. And you know, look, Governor Greg Abbott, I mean, he's running for a third term. Texans generally and ordinarily might be ready for a fresh face, but I don't think Beto's what they're looking for.
No, I don't either. It's kind of like in our country, was everybody thrilled and enamored with the persona of Trump? Not always. But the policies and where our country was versus where our country is now, oh, yeah, take that any day. Well, if you go down to Texas, Texas may be ready for a fresher face, but do you really want to give up the kinds of things that Greg Abbott and his staff have buttressed up in the Lone Star State? No, I think they want to keep things right where they are.
I think you're right. And, you know, I think next year nationwide it's going to be a good year for Republicans. I think Democrats are not even quietly panicking at this point. I think they're panicking quite loudly. And I think that's going to help, you know, Abbott for those who might be ready for a fresh face. But, you know, I mean, look, Democrats aren't doing themselves any favors. They are out of touch with where most Americans are, particularly on Second Amendment issues. There was just a morning consult political poll that came out, a congressional, you know, ballot poll, showing Republicans leading Democrats on gun issues by 7 points.
Yeah.
You know, that the voters are not in the mood for Joe Biden's gun ban. They are seeing these rising crime rates. They're seeing stories about repeat felons getting released on $500 bail and, you know, or $1,000 bail and then going out and committing another violent crime. And they're concerned for their personal safety. They're not interested in banning guns right now. They're interested in buying them.
No, that is exactly correct, too. We're talking to Cam Edwards. And again, you can find out more about him at bearingarms.com. And his podcast, Cam and Company. Tell me real quick, I know you're strong Second Amendment. I know you are everything that Michael Bloomberg isn't. But if I tune in to Cam and Company, if I put you on my podcast list, what can I hope to hear when I listen to you?
So you're going to get a look at one of the big Second Amendment issues of the day in a fairly fast-paced and hopefully entertaining fashion. You're also going to get an armed citizen story every day. And we talk about we also have a segment where we talk about the opposite side of that. We talk about the people who get those repeat plea bargains, the people who should be behind bars but who are out on the streets. And then because I think the news media is really too negative and it feeds on chaos and stoking our anger, we have a segment that I do each and every day called the Good Deed of the Day. And it's basically just somebody who is in the right place at the right time, willing and able to do the right thing for somebody else. And it's your little, you know, daily dose of good news. So yeah. We do it all in about 20 or 30 minutes on the Cam and Company podcast.
Yeah, there you go. So driving to work, folks, or you know, driving home or whatever you do, put about 20 or 30 minutes in your day there. Click on to Cam and Company and just listen to it. Get your little dose of encouragement from somebody else who believes in the Second Amendment like you do. And we all need to find ways to hear each other, listen to each other, bond together, and stand together because you got a lot of idiots out there on the other side. Beto O'Rourke and all his clan who are ready to go in and try to dismantle all that. Cam, we're going to have you back often. Folks, as soon as I get off the air here, producer John's going to have my interview with Cam up on my website, and we'll also have way that you can click and go to bearingarms.com to find out more about him and more about his podcast. Cam Edwards, for your time today, sir, you are a breath of fresh air. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for the invite, Pat. Look forward to being back soon.
Podcasts by Federated Media.